Brian, 3-0 defeat this evening. What did you make of your team's performance?
Simple and basically lost to the better team. On the night, they were better than us. The way they controlled the ball, their movement was always a problem for us, and we just didn't deal with it all night. It was a really harsh lesson for us.
Was there anything your team could have and should have done better?
Retain possession better, that's for certain. And we didn't do that from the first minute to the last, so that was a dangerous sign coming through that when you have, to be honest, so many players having an off day, and it's not going to work for you, that's for certain.
Were you disappointed with the lack of threat in front of goal this evening? Because you really struggled to create anything today.
Yeah, we didn't. Even defensively, we struggled defensively. I mean, they've hit the post twice. They've had other chances. It could have been a heavier defeat. So you can't blame your forwards not creating things. I think it was an all-round particularly bad night for us.
Did you really miss Sires and Keegan tonight in the middle of the park?
You'll always miss quality players, but if they're not here, you have to deal with that. It's part of being a good squad. As players come in and can be able to handle the situation that's put in front of them.
And another key injury, it seems, at half-time today in Rob Jones.
Rob's got a problem down the side of his calf and lower part of his ankle, so that's going to be a problem for us, yes. We're not sure yet how long it's going to be.
I suppose one of the benefits is that despite the performance tonight, you're still top of the league this evening.
Well, if there's a small crumb of comfort, that's it. And if you look at in the recent month, we've had some difficult results. Then we went 5 games undefeated. That's the challenge now. That's what we have to do.
Is this really going to show now how the rest of the squad have to step up to the mark and fill those boots?
Can they cope? Yes, most certainly. That's a big question for the group now.
And a big challenge, of course, this Saturday in Bournemouth to come to get back on winning terms.
It's a big. I mean, the last 10 games are going to be massive. Every single one is. It's how do we respond from this? Then we've got Saturday, Tuesday, Saturdays, and then from then on, apart from Easter, obviously, where the two games in close succession, is we've got 3 weeks. I mean, no games during them weeks. So it's going to be an interesting. Very interesting end to the season.
Understand Danny Webber's been training with you, Brian. Is he someone you're going to be looking to bring into the club?
Most certainly. The golden rule is if they can improve the squad and give something different to the squad, then I'll have to look at it, and I will look at it.
Has he impressed you, what you've seen so far?
He's only been in training yesterday. He spent one day with us, so I can't really make a judgment on that.
But I imagine he's the type of player that, should he be playing at the level that he has done, will really
he's, have. His career has been, he has had a good career, and it's like we are really looking closely at it.
Is there anybody else you're looking at or going to?
Mark Wilson has come in as well. Mark's been in with us for as long as I've been here now, and he's a good pro. I've known Mark a long time. Obviously, the club know all about him, and again, it's a case of can I cover all options? Most certainly with the two injuries, as you mentioned, David and Paul Keegan. Can we use his experience? Well, I think we might see that.
Long time in the dressing room tonight, Brian. After some harsh words for the players tonight?
No harsh words, honest words. That's the key to it, honest words. And we'll move on, we'll pick it up and dust ourselves down and look forward to Saturday. We can't do anything about it now, it's finished. We just get on with it on with Saturday in Bournemouth.